Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Thursday, the 22nd of August. Coming up, thousands of teenagers pick up GCSE results.
I started getting nervous sort of this morning and I'm just relieved to have like sort of settled my nerves and know that I did well.
I'm over the moon, it's amazing. I didn't think I was going to pass most of them.
Yeah, I just feel really good, honestly. I didn't expect to do this well. I'm really happy with my results.
Childline urges students not to panic about low grades.
You need to take some perspective. There are lots of ways that you can go forward and be successful.
And college principal offers advice on next steps.
We have around about 3,500 16, 17, 18-year-old students at our campuses in Medway and Maidstone. And all of those students will undertake either work experience or social action projects or both.
Kent Online News.
We're bringing you a special episode of our podcast on GCSE Results Day. Thousands of teenagers across Kent have been picking up their grades and finding out if they've done enough to get into their sixth form or college of choice. Our reporters have been out across the county chatting to students as they opened those all-important envelopes. First, let's hear from some in Maidstone and Sheppey.
Oh my God! I actually can't believe it.
Are you pleased with your results?
I'm so happy. I honestly was not expecting this. I was just expecting a six, but this is actually insane. That's the highest I've ever got in anything. I'm so happy.
Sammy, you seem to be skating a bit. How do you feel?
Very shocked and surprised I did as well as I did. I didn't think this would happen at all. I'm just still in a state of shock.
You've got very good results in science, I believe.
Yeah, I got 7, which is, yeah, really, really well. So now I can go and do biology and chemistry at sixth form.
And what do you hope to do after that?
I hope to hopefully go on to university and do a route of medicine of some sort. So haven't fully decided what that will be, but will definitely be in that area.
I'm actually really happy because I wanted an A, so as long as I got an A, I was fine. I'm quite disappointed with maths, but I'm kind of not surprised because that's not my strong suit.
And what did you get in maths?
I got pass, which is 4.
And what are you going to go on to do now?
I'm going to study health and social care here. I'm staying here and level 3 because I did level 2 last year. I want to go to Canterbury Christchurch Uni and I want to become an English teacher. No, a early years teacher.
And how did you find the exams?
I found them really difficult because I'm really anxiousy and stressy. So when it comes to the exam, I just panicked and froze. So maybe it's why I didn't do as well as I was hoping to do. Maybe.
So lots of hard work and revision?
Yeah, I did. I was revising a lot. I was told that I was stressy because I spent a lot of time just revising.
Yeah, but all worth it now.
Yeah, it's done now. It's over. It's fine. I'm happy. I've got them and I can go around sixth form.
Across the country, there's been a slight increase in the GCSE pass rate, despite concerns about the difficulty of exams. The proportion being awarded top grades has also risen for the second year in a row. More than 1 in 5 UK pupils have got one of the top 3 grades after the biggest exam shake-up for a generation. Natalie's picked up her results from Folkestone School for Girls, and she has big plans for the future, including sorting out Brexit.
I'm over the moon. It's amazing. I didn't think I was going to pass most of them, so just passing is incredible.
And do you feel like all your hard work's paid off?
Yeah, definitely. Staying up until midnight and some nights made it worth it, really.
And can you tell us what you got?
In English literature, I got a 9. In drama, I got a 9. French, I got a 7. And maths, I got 6.
And what are your future plans? Are you planning to stay at school? Or?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to coming back here for sixth form. Hopefully do my A-level options and then hopefully I can go to university afterwards.
Okay, and what are your future sort of career plans?
I'm hoping to maybe be a residential care worker or they're quite different, but or a politician, because I especially like learning about Brexit. So I'd quite like to sort that out, to be honest.
The head teacher at her school, Principal Mark Lester, says it's been a great year for their students.
So the school's always at the top of league tables, sort of year in, year out. And this year results will cement that reputation further. As I said, they're the best results that the school has ever achieved. girls, and this year have made stunning progress. Progress 8 score, we think, will be around about 0.75, but 40% at the top grade, 7 plus, and just a fantastic set of results and a real reflection on how hard the girls have worked and how hard the staff have worked for the girls. And what's really pleasing, obviously it's my first year as head teacher, is that we've managed to achieve that and it's still a happy school. We're not a kind of examination factory, it's not miserable, it's a nice happy atmosphere. And so it's great to see the girls be happy and do well, rather than, you know, do well and be miserable.
So the new grading system, when was that introduced? That was 2 years ago.
So that's, yeah, it's kind of bedded in a couple of years now.
Yeah,
really.
Do you feel like that's helped with the results?
No, exams, I agree with what all the other head teachers are saying in the press, which examinations are much more challenging these days, and there are worries with confidence and the grade boundaries. You know, some of the girls are getting good grades, but they may leave an examination hall getting 50% of the exam wrong and still get a grade 7. And that's not good for confidence.
Students elsewhere in Folkestone and in Thanet have told us they're happy with their results.
I am absolutely over the moon. It is. I didn't realise how well I'd do. Like, up until the car journey here, I was so ready to receive bad news, honestly. I came here shaking before I picked up my envelope. I even asked my mum if I could just go home and pretend that my GCSEs don't exist. And I'm very, very pleasantly surprised about how my results have gone.
Talk me through any surprises that you had.
Maths. I have struggled with maths for my entire life, pretty much. From primary school, I was told that I wasn't the best, but I was mentally prepared to not do brilliantly today. I came in and passed that out of every single one of my subjects. I saw that one straight away. I was over the moon, and I have so much to thank with the staff, because I wouldn't have pushed myself as hard if they didn't push me equally as hard.
I'm happy with them. The support from this school has been amazing. I wouldn't have been able to got half the results I did without them.
Are you surprised by the results? Or
yes, mainly I'm really happy with science and maths. I never thought I'd be able to even pass at the start of the year, but these teachers have worked so hard with me. And this one, I felt sick to my stomach, but you know, you just have to like power through, get the results you want, because life's hard, you've just got to carry on.
Yeah, but worth the wait.
Yeah.
Like, I started getting nervous sort of this morning, and I'm just relieved to have like sort of settled my nerves and know that I did well. Like, so I'm just happy about that.
And what were sort of the results for you?
Yeah, like 7s, 8s and 9s, mostly.
And these teenagers in Whitstable and Herne Bay are equally pleased.
I did a lot better than I thought. Because since the beginning of this year, I thought I'd fail, but I've done really well from what I expected, so I'm quite proud of it.
So what are you going to do next?
An engineering course in college.
Oh, quality.
Canterbury College.
Canterbury College. And so you said that you thought you weren't going to do so well. Were you nervous this morning? Or
I wasn't really nervous, but I was just expecting the worst. I couldn't be happy with that.
I got 7s and 8s at the majority of things.
How many?
I got an 8-7 for science, 3-7s, 2-8s and a 6.
3-7s, 2-8s and a 6. And what was your reaction when you opened that?
I cried. Happy tears.
I did pretty well. I passed what I needed to pass, and I'm quite happy with the results I got. And I'm just glad that I passed English, and just happy that I got the course that I want.
So how was it when you opened up those results? And
it was just mind-blowing. I didn't realise I'd get grades that good. I was a bit shocked, but yeah, I'm grateful.
And so what were you expecting beforehand?
I don't know, really. I was just hoping that I'd get what I needed to get into sixth form, but I have got what I needed and a bit better.
Roger Goff's in charge of education at Kent County Council. He's been at a local school to see students pick up their grades.
Well, I think the atmosphere here at St George's School in Thanet is absolutely bustling. We have a lot of students here. We have a lot both getting their results and looking to their post-16 destinations. And I think quite a buoyant atmosphere among many of the students.
So obviously it wasn't too long ago that, you know, the whole GCSE system changed from grades to numbers. And obviously this is one of the year groups that would have been quite, you know, impacted by it. You know, how is KCC ensuring that it's been quite a smooth transition?
Well, I think a lot of this is ultimately driven by what happens nationally, and this is the first year when we're in the complete 9-1 system. There seems to have been a bit of turbulence going on around grade boundaries in a number of subjects, so I think we're going to have to look quite carefully at what that means. Overall, nationally, we've seen the very highest grades go up a little bit, just a small amount. We can't yet say exactly how that's been replicated or not here in Kent. But equally, until we see what's happened with some of the grading and the grade boundaries, quite hard to know what that means. So I think we have been working closely with schools on this, on what will be coming in September with the new Ofsted framework that schools have also been working towards. So it is a time of big change, and important that we do all we can to work together as a system to deal with that.
And, you know, for, you know, young people, some of these people taking GCSEs have been, you know, 15, 16. That's obviously feels like quite a young age. Why are GCSEs just so important?
Well, that is really a function of the way that we've set things in this country, that this exam at age 16 or thereabouts is the absolute key. Not true in every other country. There are more staggered systems you find in other countries, so it is a particularly British thing to have this, or particularly English thing in a sense, to have this big bang today. But it is very important for students. I think the message we would say is, if you've done well and got the results that you wanted, then congratulations. If things have not worked out as much as you had hoped, there are still many, many options. Your school and we, through the Ready to Work Kent website and through our Skills and Employability team, are very much there to help in terms of where you'll be going to next after completing GCSEs.
At this time of year, Childline usually sees an increase in the number of young people contacting them worried about exam results. Ish has been chatting to Wendy Robinson, who's from the charity.
I think for anybody that's gone through exams recently and has been waiting for several weeks and months now, then the pressure's going to be on, and they will feel quite certain that today is an important day.
What advice do you have for students feeling particularly worried this morning?
I think something to say directly to young people is, don't panic, number one, and don't compare, number two. And by don't panic, what I mean is, you're going to get those results, you're going to have some strong feelings about them. There might be good feelings, there might be less good feelings, but just let yourself have those feelings. Once you've calmed down a little bit, it's important not to compare your results to anyone else's. If you're not happy with what you've got, just take a breath, find someone you trust that you can talk to, and start to think through your options and your choices for going forward. It's really important that everyone remember that although exams are important and getting the results that you want is an important thing for you today, that you need to take some perspective. There are lots of ways that you can go forward and be successful, and it's important to see that as today's an important day, but it's not the beginning of the end if things haven't gone the way you want.
And I understand at this time of year, particularly sort of exam result season, that you do receive, Childline receives a lot of calls. There's an increase. I mean, what sort of fears do children, sort of young people have when they are calling in?
We've certainly seen an increase over recent years of young people calling us about such worries around schools and exams. I think on one level it's a good thing, they feel able to reach out and get some support and advice. On the other hand, it shows that they're definitely feeling that pressure. I think they're more aware than ever of the uncertainty of their future, the competitive workplace and university entrance. And young people want to do well, they want to please those around them, and they want to prepare themselves for their best future. Usually it's anxiety around all of those things that bring young people to us, sometimes more serious worries as well. It can lead them to feel really anxious, depressed, and at times suicidal. So it's really important that we get that message to young people that they can be supported through this, and things, you know, will get better if indeed they haven't got the results they want.
And who can students speak to this morning if they need advice or they're not feeling too great about the results that they've got?
Usually schools will be on hand. They're aware as much as we are that this is a big day. So talk to teachers that you already know and trust. You've also got perhaps parents, friends and carers that you can turn to. But if you really feel that there isn't anyone that you feel like you want to talk to or that they're not available, then please call Childline. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call us on 0800 1111, or if you want a web chat, then contact us through the website on childline.org.uk.
And how important of a role do parents play in this in terms of easing the pressure on their children? Because obviously they want to do well for them.
Our advice to parents is very much that it's important that you communicate to young people that they are wonderful and loved and supported and absolutely fine no matter what's happened in terms of their results. I think what we need to do straight away is let young people express their feelings, comfort them, commiserate them, console them if it hasn't gone the way that they want. Let them express exactly how they feel. Listen more than you talk. Don't jump in with the advice too quickly. Once the emotions have passed a little bit, then start to calm down, think with them about what their options and choices are. And if you need advice or support, then speak to someone at the school to find out what's possible for the next steps.
Mid Kent's College Principal Simon Cook has also been telling us more about what other options are out there.
We deliver technical professional qualifications, and our technical professional qualifications are fundamentally geared up for one thing, and that's young people and adults getting ready to go into the world of work. Our economy needs lots of great individual employees. And that's not just them having qualifications, that's people with great attitudes, great behaviours, great aptitude and great skills in lots of different things. And so our technical qualifications help students to get that step up into getting some really good jobs. And in a way, really, that's more productive and more purposeful, and there's a greater need for more young people to go into jobs and employment than perhaps there may well be young people going into university. And we're seeing more and more students seeing it as a really viable option to then start earning and learning money really early on.
Can you give a flavour of what college is like and what students can learn?
Yeah, so college is really that last step between being a pupil at a school and being an employee in the world that we all live in. And so the step at college really is about starting to understand what it's like to be an adult and an employee. And qualifications are a part of that, but how you behave, how you act, we treat our students and help them to learn what it's like to become a professional employee. And that starts with how you talk to each other, how you behave, and also then importantly what skills you develop and what skills you really learn that are going to help you become somebody that any employer would say, do you know what, I really want you to come and work for me.
And you alluded to this idea of being ready for going into the working world. Is that a big focus as part of college? I mean, what sort of benefits
Absolutely.
Do they get?
So every 16, 17 and 18 year old undertakes significant periods of work experience. We have around about 3,500 16, 17, 18 year old students at our campuses in Medway and Maidstone, and all of those students will undertake either work experience or social action projects or both. And they help them either engage with the community in providing projects that will really benefit the community. So, for example, some of our students last year were working with a number of different charities, helping homeless people, helping other charities, particularly some of those who work with the elderly, where there's a number of people who are struggling with loneliness, and engaging them to help them benefit from their skills that they're learning. And that might be in, say, things like dance workshops or going out and undertaking some treatments, nail treatments, things like that. So there's a real benefit from some of those social action projects, or helping a local community rebuild and paint a new wall, for example. And then on the other hand, there are students who undertake significant periods of work experience, which gives them sometimes their first experience of applying the skills they've learnt at college into the workplace. And they'll do that throughout the year. And it helps build their confidence, but build relationships with employers and understand exactly what different businesses are looking for. And we see so many students then secure employment for when they finish their studies as a result of that work experience. So they get to really experience both the opportunity to achieve some qualifications to prove their skills, but also then go and apply those in the workplace whilst they're studying with us, which is a great opportunity.
That's it for now, but don't forget you can go to kentonline.co.uk for more news throughout the day.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.